guy had to say about the government hiding Nephilim giants in their military bases.
Greg Renrich, that was one of the things that he told me. He's the one that was talking about seeing the giants in the deep underground military bases. He said that one of the first things that they had to do before he was allowed to go into S4 or S20 or any of the others, they made him sign an affidavit saying, you're not allowed to use the name Jesus Christ in these underground facilities, not even if you stubbed your toe or anything. And he said that he saw 10 to 25 foot tall giants in these underground bases and said that they were, you know, the human scientists and other people working side by side with them. He said that they even came right out and said they were the Nephilim. They came right out and said that, you know, basically we're preparing for an intergalactic war with God. And they believe that they're going to win.
Where are they getting this they're going to win from?
And why are you not allowed to say the name Jesus in these underground facilities?
Jesus said, just like in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. During the days of Noah, the fallen angels and their offspring, the Nephilim, were influencing, corrupting the human race to live in sin. And we know in the book of Genesis, God says that the wickedness was so bad, he had to flood the entire earth. And we know God had to do this in order for the Messiah to come through Noah's bloodline to redeem us. The enemy doesn't want people to know there's power in the name of Jesus. Use your authority to stomp on that dirty lying devil in Jesus' name.
This is the strange story of Andrew Dawson under the TikTok handle Andy Capped, who claimed on his TikTok channel to have filmed a giant on top of a mountain in the Jasper National Park in Alberta, Canada, and then documented a strange series of events trying to refilm the entity in the following months, leading up to some tragic events. And two verses I want to reference before getting into the story is Genesis 6:4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, a strange supernatural entity mixed with fallen angels and men that were in the earth before the flood and after that, and some claim are even still on the earth today, as well as Luke 21:26 talking about the last days, men's hearts will faint from fear and anxiety over what is coming upon the earth. And with those points made, I will get into this story. First, worth pointing out is that the Andy Capped TikTok page has many posts leading up to the giant saga. And most of these posts are just your average posts, him and his family, his dog, his truck, all these different things. Just the average type of posts that people share on social media. But on April 9th, he uploaded a video with what he called a giant on top of a mountain in Jasper National Park.
Person, dude. No, seriously, pull over, pull over.
No.
It's a person standing there.
No, it's not.
Dude, have you seen what I've seen right now?
For something to be that large from that far of a distance, even with the zoomed in camera, it would definitely be larger than just your average person. And the story really just gets stranger from here. Years later, on that same day, as he's gotten closer to that mountain, as you can see, that entity or whatever was on top of that mountain is not there, so it was not a structure, but something was actually up there.
Okay, I'm gonna use this as a tripod to try to keep it steady for you guys. And it's not even there anymore, too. That's where it was yesterday. I spoke to some locals and it comes and goes apparently, I don't know.
And from here we get into the part of the story where he claims to encounter and be followed and stalked by the CIA or some branch of the government.
I just got stopped by like some CIA agent. He told me to turn around, said I'm trespassing. I said it's a public area, like a public park or whatever. Some local told me to take this path. I didn't get it on camera, but I'm going to go again tomorrow and be prepared to be filming right now because he stopped the vehicle. His truck was blocking it. Said some like environmental issue was going on. I don't know. He told me to go back and said I was trespassing. But I don't understand why the road's blocked off. I don't know.
On April 13th, so now 4 days after the original post, he posts what he claims to be a UFO in the mountain range. I'll show you this video, and then I'll show you a similar looking UFO that I posted on a video on my channel back in 2017. The footage is hard to tell, it's definitely not definitive, but back in 2017 there was a UFO and a video I made on it showing the same similar type of just blob of what they call contrail just in the sky. And as you can see, I'll put that video on screen, how similar that looks. On April 13th, he posted a video of what he claimed to be some sort of extraction going on.
So they're extracting something out of here. There's two helicopters. What the f-
Now there's two more CIA, what he claims, CIA encounters. I'm going to play those videos, and then the story takes a very strange turn.
The guy's here again. Yeah, this is him. What's going on?
Road's closed. Turn around.
Really?
Yeah, man. Just turn around, please.
Okay. Have a good night, man.
So that was f***ed up. There he is. I'm driving past him again. Just turned around. I don't understand why it's closed off though. It's a public park or public road or whatever. I think that's the same vehicle from.
That was definitely the same video that he encountered up in the mountains. After that video, he doesn't post another video for an entire month, which would of course seem kind of strange if he was faking this whole thing. You'd think he would lead it on or continue to go back to posting other things if, say, he wanted to be famous and that's why he was faking it. But he doesn't post for another month, and then he posts this video, which almost seems like he's being forced to make it, and then looking off screen at like he's looking at someone to make sure he's saying what they want him to say.
Hey guys, I just want to give you an update. I'm not dead. I have not disappeared. I have just been busy with life. I couldn't get around to posting and updating you guys, so now I'm going to give you an official update of what's been going on. Sorry to disappoint you guys, but all the videos that I posted were scripted. They were just fake. They were just strictly for entertainment. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I just needed to give you a quick update.
Again, it's strange that he's looking off screen the whole time when he's saying that it's fake, it's scripted. Sorry I made those, and he's looking off screen as if he's looking at someone to make sure he's saying what they want him to say. The next video in this series is the video that I opened my video with, and that's him claiming that his videos were not faked, and the caption that he has on his thumbnail on this TikTok video is, "I am scared."
You might not see me post ever again. My videos weren't fake.
That was 10 days after his video before that, claiming it was scripted. And the very next day, he uploads this video with the caption, "Military."
What is that? That was not there yesterday.
And that was his last upload. All of that is, of course, very strange, but then tragically and sadly, a month and a half later, on July 1st, 2022, the Campbell River Mirror, a local newspaper, posts in the obituaries that Andrew Ryan Watchhorn Dawson had sadly passed away. As you can see, this is the same guy. It almost looks as if he's in the same truck he had. And to me, this just all seems so strange that there's a few coincidences to me that just make it seem like this is not staged.
face seasons where God seems distant. You will face seasons where you wonder if he's near to you. And it's tempting to get angry with him. It's tempting to ask a frantic list of questions. What did I do? Is he mad? Where should I go? What is wrong? And we fret and we worry and we work ourselves up. Have peace. But if you sense the pulling, that withdrawing, he's not saying go away. He's saying come up here. He's not saying leave me alone. He's saying come closer.
You are someone valuable that God thought of before you were even born. You were not an accident. You have a plan and a purpose that God designed. And he is not only going to guide you, he is going to continually walk with you, talk with you. He is going to help you understand yourself. You don't understand why you react the way you do. You don't understand why you can't break habits. You don't understand why bad things happen to you. But see, you're about to understand yourself because God made you very intricate, very mysteriously complex, is what the psalmist said. So remember that God breathed you into your mother's womb, just like he breathed into the clay. So do you understand that if you don't understand yourself, it's because you haven't identified yourself with your creator?
The thing downstairs. Sophia says that she's been experiencing bizarre supernatural activity in her home in Argentina. She's home alone one night when she starts to hear strange sounds coming from downstairs. What happens next is absolutely terrifying.
Hola, gente. Otra vez el ruido ese. Poco estoy haciendo compañía hoy, pero ya estoy sola. Todavía se escucha un ruido de abajo. Y la verdad que no sé. Ay, la con olor a garganta. Sora. Sora, subí. Ay, no, Dios santo.
Sophia sees an ominous dark figure at the bottom of the staircase, slowly reaching out towards her. But Sophia is not having it. She rushes down to protect her dog and cat, who are both downstairs. But the hands disappear, and there's nothing there. Only her two visibly upset pets. So could this be something supernatural? Or is it just another TikTok hoax? You decide.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Patricia Conde is an actress and TV presenter from Spain. Throwing up the devil horns, probably because she's rock and roll, dude. She keeps the vow of silence. Is she keeping the secret of the biblical world about how fame, fortune, and success work worldwide, and quite possibly about Freemasonry? She's doing one eye symbolism here, the Eye of Horus. Hanging out on the Freemason checkerboard. Hiding her hand in her coat, the way a Freemason would do. And in her social media, she posts, I have a plan. Do you trust me? The universe. Right? This is New Age thought. This is New Age style of thinking. Let's ask the universe. Let's manifest things in our reality. You create your own reality. You're your own God. That kind of thing. When we pray, we should pray to our Father in heaven or our Lord Jesus Christ. And we shouldn't pray for things about, you know, you guys know, not silly, frivolous things. Something to pray for is to be a good and faithful servant. Something to pray for is that God will open up people's eyes in our lives that don't want to listen to us. That kind of thing. God's will be done, everyone. God bless you.
I slipped down the step. the power of God going through your leg. That's the power of God going through your leg. That's the power of God going through your leg. Power of God. You're up again. Okay, you're fine. Move your leg. Move it. Up, down, up, down. Good. Off you go. Have a little jog. Someone say praise the Lord. Have a little jog, sister. Helen, that's power of God on your hips. Going through your body. Going through your body. So there's an inflammation in both the hips. An inflammation. Power of God in the hips. Healing. Okay, you're fine. You want to hop up, Helen? Off you go. Do something with those hips of yours. Have a little jig.
I couldn't lift my leg. If I can lift it.
So just leave your hands. Now lift it. That's right. You couldn't do that before.
Thank you.
How far could you lift it before? Just show us. You couldn't lift it without your hands. Now lift it without your hands. You're healed. Go for a walk. Lift those legs up and down. Someone say, praise God. You're healed. Whatever it is, the Lord's fixed you. Your mother, your father. Praise God. That's the power of God going through you. Okay. David, talk to me. Okay. So, you want a blessed law firm, right?
Yes.
Okay. Get an office that represents the blessing you're believing for. Get a nice big office because God's going to bless you. Okay? Not a cupboard. All right? All right? I see he's made a way for you. He's made a way for you.
My name's Bobby.
Bobby.
And Bobby, I asked you if you have pain in your body, and you said you do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so where's the pain, Bobby?
My feet.
Your feet?
My lower legs and my feet.
Your lower legs also, huh? So I'm going to pray for you and take all the pain away.
Okay.
Okay? Now, what will you think if that happens? That'd be pretty miraculous, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why that's going to happen. It's going to happen because even if you don't know him, Jesus loves you. He wants to take your pain away. That's what he does, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm not even going to touch you. I'm going to point at your legs, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I want you just to relax, Bobby. Okay, and I'm going to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for who you are, and I thank you for Bobby. And right now, I speak to Bobby's feet and his legs. And I command all the pain, get out right now, all of it.
Wow.
What are you feeling, Bobby? What are you feeling?
What? I don't feel the pain right now.
Move around, test it out.
Yeah, I was just limping. Seconds ago, I was limping and I could barely walk.
And now you can walk.
Yeah, I feel like I could run probably. Right
you feel
now.
You could run?
Yeah.
And you have no pain?
No, actually, I really don't feel the pain at all anymore.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that awesome?
That's insane.
That's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's because Jesus loves you, Bobby, even if you don't know him. Okay?
Wow.
Now, I won't twist your arm because I don't do that kind of stuff, okay? But
okay.
Jesus wants to be part of your life. He wants to come into you. He wants to save you. He wants to make you a brand new person. Would you be interested in having Jesus come into your heart?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Here, let's just stand over here out of the way.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
And I know I need the Savior.
And I know I need the Savior.
And I believe Jesus is the Savior.
And I believe Jesus is the Savior.
So Jesus.
Right now?
Right now. I repent for my sins. And I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart right now. And be the Lord of my life. I give you my whole life right now. And I live my life for you. Thank you for saving me right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now you know what, Bobby?
Amen.
Bobby, Jesus just came into your heart right now. And he's filling you with something. It's just light. It's just peace. It's love. Because he loves you, man. He really loves you. He loves you more than anybody's ever loved you. And he wants to give you a brand new start. He wants to give you a brand new life. What's that feel like, man?
It feels real.
It is real. Do you feel the difference right now? You feel lighter? What do you feel like? What's it feel like?
I almost feel like a new person.
You are a new person. See, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that if you accept Jesus, right, it says that old things, everything to do with you in the past, passes away and everything becomes brand new. You're a brand new person, Bobby. Thank you.